The following is a class given on Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 26, Text 72, given by His Holiness Gopala Krishna Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the topic Concentrate the Mind upon the Super Soul.
Gopi jana bala bhav jwala dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Tamasmin pratyak atmana Diya yoga pravartaya Bhaktya braktya jnanena Trivich atmani chintaya Therefore, through devotion, detachment and advancement in spiritual knowledge, acquired through concentrated devotional service, one should contemplate that Super Soul as present in this very body, although simultaneously apart from it. Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. One can realize the Super Soul within oneself. He is within one's body, but apart from the body or transcendental to the body. Although sitting in the same body as the individual soul, the Super Soul has no affection for the body, whereas the individual soul does. One has to detach himself, therefore, from this material body by discharging devotional service. It is clearly mentioned here, bhaktiya, that one has to execute devotional service to the Supreme. As it is stated in the first canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. When Vasudeva, the all-pervading Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is served in complete pure devotion, detachment from the material world immediately begins. The purpose of Samkhya is to detach oneself from material contamination. This can be achieved simply by devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one is detached from the attraction of material prosperity, one actually concentrates his mind upon the Super Soul. As long as this mind is distracted towards the material, there is no possibility of concentrating one's mind and intelligence upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His partial representation, Super Soul. In other words, one cannot concentrate one's mind and energy upon the Supreme unless one is detached from the material world. Following the detachment from the material world, one can actually attain transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Truth. As long as one is entangled in sense enjoyment or material enjoyment, it is not possible to understand the Absolute Truth. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. One who is freed from material contamination is joyful and can enter into devotional service, and by devotional service he can be liberated. In the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto it is stated that one becomes joyful by discharging devotional service. In that joyful attitude, one can understand the science of God or Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is not possible. The analytical study of the elements of material nature and the concentration of the mind upon the Super Soul are the sum and substance of the Samkhya philosophical system. The perfection of this Samkhya philosophy culminates in devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead.
Om Ajnanti Vinandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Minitanyena Tatsmai Shri Gurave Namaha Chite Tanya Mano Vestam Savitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamlan, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raguna Tanmitam Tam Sajevam, Sadvetam Savadhutam, Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitamsha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesa Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Suti Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpataribhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Tam asmin pratyak atmanam, Dhiya Yoga Pravartaya, Bhakti Viraktya Jnanena, Vijayatmani Chintaya. So Lord Kapila Dev has been explaining the Samkhya Yoga philosophy in great detail. And the conclusion of the Samkhya Yoga philosophy is, as Prabhupada says in the concluding lines of the purport, that it culminates in devotional service to the Absolute Truth. This is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, and this is also the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that it is ultimately only the path of pure devotional service that can really satisfy the individual and that can free one from the cycle of birth and death. In the Bhagavad Gita also we see that Krishna discusses different types of yoga, but ultimately he establishes that bhakti yoga is the medium through which I can be understood. Krishna says, bhakti amam avijananti. Bhakti is the path through which I can be understood. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, the kama kalpa garor kalitam phalam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is described as a ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, or a scripture that contains the essence of the Vedic knowledge, and a scripture that was compiled by Vyasadeva at the prime of his maturity. And the Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly establishes also that the process of devotional service is the medium through which the Lord can be satisfied. Now, in this verse, Lord Kapila Dev is emphasizing few points as a medium through which one can understand the position of the Lord. He's emphasizing devotion, then detachment, and advancement in spiritual knowledge. These are three important factors that we should all be concerned about. Devotion, detachment, in advancement in spiritual knowledge. And he also tells us how these three can be obtained. And once you do that, then you can understand how the Lord is present in our body, but at the same time, He's present and separate. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. And Prabhupada's entire purport is devoted to the theme of devotional service, and we'll touch on these points as we go along. So, Kapila Dev is saying, through devotion, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, Patram Pusvam Phalam Soyam. He says, you can offer me a leaf, flower, what else? Patram, puspam, phalam, fruit. water, simple water. He says, I'll accept it. But there's one catch. And what is that catch? Provided it is offered with love and devotion. Krishna says, if you offer me with love and devotion, even a leaf or a flower, I will accept it. So as it is said, Krishna is complete in all respects. Ishapanisha describes this by saying, Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam. Krishna is complete. But he's still hungry. He's hungry for the devotion that his devotees can offer. Now, many times people say, God has everything. Why do you need to offer him anything? Isn't it? Especially the misers, a lot of miserly people who don't like donating to the Lord. So when you go and try and engage them, say this is for the Lord, what do they say? God has everything. God doesn't need anything. So that's a fact. God is the ultimate proprietor of everything and he doesn't need anything. But the Lord gives us the opportunity to offer something for our own purification. Whether we offer service to the Lord, or whether we offer donations to the Lord, or whether we facilitate service to the Lord, this is all being done for our benefit. And this is a means for by which we get purified. So, by rendering devotional service, one can get detachment. Our policy is attachment to the positive and detachment from the negative. Our policy is not detachment from everything around us. Just like the Mayavadis, for example, they claim that everything is false, mithya. And because everything is false, they don't want to touch anything. They say, don't touch money, don't touch this, don't touch that. But the Vaishnava Siddhant is that if God is real, how can His creation be unreal? Is that right? So the correct utilization is to use the facility in service to the Lord. Prabhupada used to give an example. He said, if you have a $100 note on the road, there are three alternatives. One is, you just let a note stay on the road. The other is, you lift it and offer it to the rightful owner. And the third is, you lift it and pocket it. If you do the third alternative, you're branded as a thief. And if you just let it lie on the road, then you're foolish. Somebody else is going to pocket it. And if you collect it and offer it to the owner, there's a right use. So, the Vaishnava's philosophy is that God is real and everything should be used in service to the Lord. Now, by rendering devotional service, one can get detachment. And Prabhupada quotes this verse from the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Janadeyashu Viragyam, Jnanam Chayat Ahitakam. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one develops knowledge. And that knowledge results in detachment. Jnana leads to Vairagya. If you just have Jnana and it doesn't lead to Vairagya, then that is not perfection. For example, you may encounter in India a lot of so-called Sanskrit scholars. The Sanskrit scholars may even have the whole Gita, Bhagavatam memorized. But because they're not applying the knowledge in practice, what do you see? They have no detachment. They still have all the attachment. So, jnana results in vairagya when jnana is put into practice. And if jnana is not put into practice, then you don't develop genuine
detachment. So, what is being stated here by Lord Kapila Dev is that devotion must result in attachment. And Prabhupada emphasizes this point at great length in the purport, where Prabhupada quotes a verse from the first canto saying that unless the Lord is served completely, detachment from the material world cannot begin. We see this practically also, that when devotees engage in devotional service, they can give up so many of their nonsense activities. And if you don't engage in devotional service, if you just have theoretical knowledge, then to understand the Lord is difficult. Therefore, Lord Brahma also states in the Brahma Samhita, Vedesu Durlabham Adurlabham Asva Bhakto. To just try and understand the Supreme Lord through the medium of devotional service, through the medium of studying, academically studying the Vedas, is not possible. But if one takes to the path of devotional service, then actually one can understand me. So, devotion is executed on the basis of knowledge. Sometimes we see people executing devotional service but not based on knowledge. Then it becomes sentimental. Prabhupada said, religion must be based on philosophy. Otherwise, it is just sentimentalism. So the point is that if you have a proper philosophical understanding and then execute devotional service, then your process will be more solid. So there must be jnana, and that jnana results in the execution of devotional service, and when you execute devotional service, then you can get detached from what is undesirable. The mind, the senses, the intelligence, they all need engagement. You can't let them be idle. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we have engaged the mind, senses, intelligence in undesirable activities. But having come to Krishna consciousness, we realize the importance of engaging them in service to the Lord. In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, you read the story of the sons of Kuvera being cursed by Narada Muni. The sons of Kuvera, they were intoxicated, they became trees. Narada Muni, the great sage, was passing by. They didn't even have the decency to cover their bodies. So Narada Muni cursed them to become Yamarjuna trees, but not in an ordinary location, in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj. Actually, the trees in our courtyards of the temples are also very fortunate. Just like we have these two trees here. We have the Tamal tree in the courtyard of the Vrindavan temple. These trees are very fortunate. You ever realize? They hear the holy name all day. You people go to sleep in the Brahmacharya ashram, but these trees never go to sleep. They're hearing the holy name. They attend all the aartis. We may attend one or two aartis a day, but they attend all the aartis, isn't it? They're constantly seeing the form of the Lord all day. For the entire duration that the deities are open, they're having darshan of the Lord. So you can imagine how fortunate they are. So these trees of Narada Muni cursed these two to become trees in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj, but he also gave them a benediction along with that. And the benediction was that they would be able to see the form of the Lord. So, by the mercy of Narada Muni, these two, after living as trees for 100 celestial years, were pulled down by the Lord, and they had the opportunity to see the beautiful form of the Lord, and they thanked the great sage Narada Muni for giving them this opportunity. But after that, they offered a very wonderful prayer to the Lord, which should be the mentality, the theme of every devotee. They said, henceforth means, till now we made mistakes, and therefore we were cursed to become trees. But now onwards, now that we have woken up, to understand what is our real business for the great Sanatana Muni. Henceforth, may our eyes constantly see the form of the Lord and the devotees. May our ears constantly hear the glories of the Lord. May our tongue constantly glorify the Lord. May our legs constantly walk to the place where the Lord is worshipped. May our heads bow down before the Lord. We offered a prayer which was very similar to the prayer that was offered by Ambarish Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, in ignorance, they engage in so many nonsense activities, but now that they've got enlightened by the mercy of Narada Muni, they want to make sure that their mind, intelligence, senses are used constantly in service to the Lord. So that should be the mentality of every devotee. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we may have misused our mind, intelligence and senses, but now that we've come to Krishna consciousness, our mentality should be to use the mind, intelligence, senses and constantly in service to the Lord. So Lord Kapila is saying, through devotion, so devotion is the process by which we engage the mind, intelligence and senses in service to the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the austerities of the body, mind and words. For example, with regards to the austerities of the body, Krishna says, use the body in service to the Lord. Use the body in service to the spiritual master. Use the body to practice celibacy. Use the body to practice non-violence. Then, with regards to the austerities of the tongue, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, speak words that are truthful. So we establish truth on the basis of the evidence of the, on the basis of the instructions given by the Lord. It's not that two people can speak and each would have his own version of what is truth. Our version is, our truthfulness is based on what the Lord has spoken. That is why Prabhupada presented the Bhagavad Gita and called it as it is. The words of the Lord are being presented as it is. Then Krishna says, one of the austerities of the tongue is to constantly recite Vedic literature. Then he says another austerity of the tongue is to speak the truth, but speak it in a palatable manner. That means you speak the truth, but you don't offend others. You speak the truth, but you speak it in a palatable manner. Even if you want to correct someone, you can correct someone in a palatable way or in a very crude way. Then Krishna also explains what are the austerities of the mind. To be satisfied in all conditions. Then to work for purification. So, when we talk about executing devotional service, this is executed through the medium of the tongue, the mind and the body. And if we engage these three constantly in service to the Lord, then one can stay on the path of devotional service and develop detachment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami the process of devotional service. Rupa Goswami was the first to renounce his government service, and later on Sanatana Goswami also renounced his governmental job and took instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the process of devotional service. So, in explaining the process of devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave six factors that are essential for reaching the stage of Sharanagati. What does Sharanagati mean? To take shelter, to surrender. So six factors are essential for realizing or taking shelter. What are the six factors? One is to accept everything favorable for spiritual advancement. The other is to reject what is detrimental for spiritual advancement. So this is a
key point for every devotee. We should accept what is favorable and we should reject what is unfavorable. Now, if we apply this principle, accepting what is favorable and rejecting what is unfavorable, then you'll be able to progress spiritually. Because what Lord Kapila Dev is saying here, he's also saying an advancement in spiritual knowledge. He's emphasizing devotion. He's talking about detachment. And then he talks about advancement in spiritual knowledge. So advancement in spiritual knowledge, what does it mean? Advancing in spiritual knowledge means that we are progressing on the spiritual path. It's like if you're sick for a long time, if you're sick, what is your desire? You recover from the disease, isn't it? You don't desire that you remain sick, am I right? You're working on a job in the material world. What's your desire? You constantly get promoted, you constantly move up the ladder, isn't it? Nobody likes to be in a job where you're getting the same salary for 10 years. Am I right? So, and then on the spiritual path also, our desire and should be to make spiritual advancement. Therefore, Lord Kapila Deva is talking here, an advancement in spiritual knowledge. But he also tells us how this advancement in spiritual knowledge can be realized. He says, through concentrated devotional service. Concentrated devotional service means you're executing devotional service with full attention. You're serious about devotional service. You're not taking it casually. Sometimes we join the Krishna conscious movement, we get initiated, but our entire approach is casual. Yes, I'm chanting my rounds, but I'm not chanting good quality rounds. I'm attending the Bhagavatam class, but I'm not necessarily attentive. I'm there physically, but mentally I could be somewhere else or asleep. I'm doing devotional service, but not enthusiastically. I'm doing it just because I've been ordered to do it, and if I don't do it, then I probably won't be able to live in the temple. So, we're doing devotional service, but we're not doing it with utmost concentration. Whereas, Lord Kapila Dev here is emphasizing concentrated devotional service. That means we execute devotional service, but with full attention, with full concentration. We are serious about making spiritual advancement. And if you're serious about making spiritual advancement, then you will result in detachment. Now, what are the symptoms of one who is executing devotional service with concentration? What are the symptoms? One, of course, is, as we said, he accepts everything favorable for spiritual advancement and he rejects everything unfavorable. So there are so many factors that are favorable for spiritual advancement. Just like Rupa Goswami said, Utsaha Nishya Dharya Tattat Karma Pravatana Sangatyage Sate Rete Sadbir Bhakti Prasadati. Rupa Goswami is telling us, he's identifying the factors that can be considered to be favorable for spiritual advancement. He says one should be enthusiastic, one should be determined on the spiritual path. Determination is very, very necessary. Then one should be patient. It's not that you've taken to the process of devotional service and instantly Krishna will come and sit next to you. So then at the same time, on the devotional path, it doesn't mean you've taken a devotional path, there'll be no impediments, inconveniences, etc. So Rupa Goswami identifies factors that are favorable. Then he also says, what is unfavorable? What did he say in terms of what is unfavorable? Atyahara payashasha prajalpa yamaga jan sangasya lolibda sadvir bhaktir vinashati. He says devotional service can be destroyed if we over-endeavor, overeat, engage in material talk known as prajalpa. We have
so much spiritual substance to discuss. Spiritual substance is identified as Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha is nectarian for everyone. It's nectarian for the person reciting it. It's nectarian for the person hearing it. It's nectarian for the audience hearing it. It's auspicious in all situations, whether you hear it knowingly or unknowingly. So, Rupa Goswami gives us a proper understanding of what's detrimental and what's conducive. So, our endeavor should be to execute devotional service with concentration. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explains that in terms of taking shelter of the Lord, you should have firm faith that the Lord is the ultimate maintainer. You should have firm faith that Krishna is the ultimate maintainer, not the demigods, etc. Just like Narada Muni explains in the fourth canto, by watering the root of the tree, all the branches get nourished, or by putting food in the stomach, the entire body gets nourished. So you must have faith that by serving Krishna, the Supreme Lord, you're pleasing all the demigods, etc. Then, to understand the Lord is the ultimate maintainer, and to make our desires consistent with the desires of the Lord. That's an important factor. In mature concept, or in the neophyte stage of service to the Lord, our mentality is, my desire should be God's desire. What I want should be sanctioned by the Lord. Whereas, self-surrender is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to make our desires consistent with the desires of the Lord. What is the Lord's desire? That is what my focus should be. And lastly, the sixth principle of Sharanagati is it's humility. In other words, if you want to surrender to the Lord, then you also have to practice more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. But then, amanina manadina, this is a tough one. Offer respects to everyone without expecting anything in return. Usually our principle is chit for tat. You're respectful to me, I'm respectful to you, huh? But Lord Chaitanya wants us to go beyond tit for tat. Tit for tat is, okay, you're respectful, I'll be respectful. You chastise me, I'll chastise you. But Lord Chaitanya says, without expecting anything in return, offer respect. These are briefly the six principles of Sharanagati. So, Lord Kapila Dev has been explaining to us in great detail the philosophy of Samkhya Yoga. And the culmination of Samkhya Yoga philosophy is devotional service. And devotional service means practicing devotional service, which results in detachment. And if you want devotional service to result in detachment, then you should do it with concentration. And if you're doing devotional service with concentration, then this will result in advancement in spiritual knowledge. Many times we say, we are in the Krishna conscious movement for years and years, and we don't make any advancement. Is that right? Once, Bhakti Sinandaji was asked this question by his followers. They said, how is it that we say, sometimes someone joins the movement and makes rapid advancement, and somebody else joins the movement and he's stagnant. You know what is stagnant? Yara agini bada. He remains the same for years and years. Some devotees are just stagnant for the whole. So Bhakti Sinandaji replied to this question by revealing a very interesting story, the story of the marriage party. How did the marriage party that wanted to cross, probably it was in Bengal, they take the boats almost across. So the marriage party said, okay, tomorrow morning is the wedding. So in the morning when they got up, the groom, they found the boat was still exactly where it was. So they chastised the boatman, but the boatman said, hey, what can I do? I was rowing all night, I'm so tired, can't you see me perspiring?
So they said, then what could have happened? And then when they searched for the cause, what did they find? That the anchor was still stuck to the harbor. So even though he was rowing, he forgot to take up the anchor. And hence the boat did not move forward. So similarly, we come to Krishna consciousness, but we still keep our anchor stuck to the harbor of material desires. And then you chant, but you don't make as much advancement. Therefore, and with regards to the chanting of the holy name, the great sages have identified that there are three stages of chanting the holy name. One is the neophyte stage, chanting with offenses. Then you have the intermediate stage, and then you have the advanced stage. In the intermediate stage, known as Nama Bhasa, at least one is attempting to avoid the 10 offenses. And one of them is to be inattentive while chanting the holy name. So if you are attentive in chanting the holy name, then the medicine will work very fast. And if you are inattentive in chanting the holy name, if you're not chanting with concentration, because Lord Kapila Dev here is specifically saying, vivichya means doing with concentration. If you don't execute devotional service carefully with concentration, then you don't get the same benefit. It's just like a patient who's recovering from a disease. A patient may be taking the best medicine, but he doesn't follow the diet, the medicine's not going to work by itself. For the medicine to work, you need the medicine and the diet. So similarly, for the devotional procedure to work, we should apply this devotional procedure with concentration and attention. And if you do it with attention and concentration, then the process will work. So Kapila Dev is directing us on several fronts in this verse. He wants us to execute devotional service, devotion. He wants us to get detached. He wants us to advance spiritually. Advancement in spiritual knowledge. So we should progress spiritually. But all this is possible if we execute devotional service with concentration. If we execute devotional service, whatever we do, we should do with concentration. Devotees would ask Prabhupada, how is he preaching so enthusiastically? And Prabhupada said that when he would go to listen to his spiritual master's lectures, when he would be listening, many times he could not understand what was being said. But he would just sit down and hear with concentration. And Bhakti Siddhanta ji remarked that this boy hears attentively, so one day he will preach enthusiastically. So the point is that devotional service should be done with complete concentration. Whether our service is chanting, reading, or practical execution of devotional service, we should complete concentration means our mind should be fully focused on that activity. And if our mind is fully focused on an auspicious spiritual activity, then what's the end result going to be? What's the end result going to be? No room for maya, isn't it? If your glass is full of water, as Prabhupada used to say, then there's no room to add milk. So, if you're hearing with concentration, if you're chanting with concentration and hearing, if you're hearing the Bhagavatam Krishna Katha with concentration, and if you're doing a devotional service with concentration, then there'll be no distraction of the illusory energy, isn't it? What does Krishna say in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? He says, one should make friends with the mind and not let the mind be your enemy. And one who has made friends with the mind, he has realized the super soul. And this is what Lord Kapila Dev is saying here, that you'll realize the super soul. And one who has realized the super soul, to him, happiness in distress, victory and defeat, honor and dishonor, are all the same. He doesn't feel overjoyed when he's honored, and he doesn't feel discouraged when he's dishonored. Because he knows the transient nature of this material world. He knows the temporary nature of this body, and he knows that real happiness is in taking shelter of the Lord. Therefore, in the purport, Prabhupada quotes text 54 from the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Na Kanchati Sama Sarvesha Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So Krishna says, Prabhupada quotes this verse in the purport, and he devotes a whole paragraph to this verse from the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says, one who is transcendentally situated, he realizes the Supreme, and he is always joyful. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma means joyful. So when you execute devotional service, you are joyful. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, Ananda Bhuti Vardhanam. He said, one of the gains of chanting the holy name is unending spiritual happiness, always increasing. And Lord Rishabhdev, while instructing his sons, also focuses on the same point. Lord Rishabhdev said, Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudayena smad brahman sokyam vanantam. So vananta means unending spiritual pleasure. So Lord Rishabhdev is saying that, my dear sons, if you perform austerities for the pleasure of the Lord, then you will realize unending spiritual pleasure. Material pleasure has a beginning and an end, isn't it? Even if you become Bill Gates, tomorrow you're going to die. We had so many millionaires in India, they've all come and gone, isn't it? We had so many movie stars, sportsmen, they've all come and gone. But the nature of surrendering to the Lord is the realization of unending spiritual pleasure. And in that position, he doesn't lament or hanker. Hankering and lamenting are two diseases of material existence. We hanker for what we don't possess, and we lament for what we have lost. We're always lamenting, I lost this, I lost this. As you get older, you lament for the days that you were younger, am I right? And you hanker for what you see and you don't possess. So Krishna says in the 18th chapter that one who stands in this situation, he doesn't lament or hanker. You may say, that means I have no desires, I don't hanker, and I don't lament. I'm an individual being. How can you expect me to be desireless? So the answer is, you hanker and lament for spiritual activities. You lament for the countless lifetimes you spend independent of Krishna. And you hanker to use every second in service to the Lord. That is our lamentation and hankering. Sure, we lament. We lament. I have spent so much time uselessly, so many lives defying the laws of God. And even in this life, I have this material body. I have to spend 6 hours sleeping, eating. I have to take care of these bodily necessities. Of course, if we were at the level of Rupa Goswami, you could sleep 1 hour or half an hour. But we know Thakur Bhaktivinoda would sleep 3 hours a day. Prabhupada also 3.5 hours. We were not at that level. So we have to take 6 hours of sleep. We have to eat. We have to do all this. So we lament for the time that we have spent independent of Krishna. And what do we hanker? We hanker to become Krishna conscious. We hanker to make everyone Krishna conscious. We hanker to make everyone walking in the temple, the Radha Raspberry temple, Krishna conscious devotee. So it's not that we don't hanker and lament, but we anchor and lament for we hanker for spiritual objectives. And Krishna says, in that stage, he's equally disposed towards every living entity. One who is on the transcendental platform, he's equal to everyone. Not that he has friends and enemies. Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, wanted Prahlad to be trained up in diplomacy, dividing society into friends and enemies. But what did Prahlad say? He said, my dear father, I have no enemy, everyone is my friend. So a devotee of the Lord is equal towards every living entity. And then what happens if we have this mentality? Krishna says, in that condition, you attain me. You attain pure devotional service. So to attain pure devotional service, we should engage in devotional service. We don't lament for anything material. We lament for time that we have wasted independent of Krishna. We are equal towards everyone, and then you can attain Krishna. So Lord Kapila Dev also is presenting the same point. Engage in devotional service, make spiritual advancement, execute devotional service with full concentration. And if you execute devotional service with concentration, then you can meditate on the Lord in the heart. And the Lord is residing in the heart as a super soul. As a super soul, the Lord is doing several functions. He is witnessing all our activities. He is the supreme witness to all our activities. He is the ultimate sanctioning authority. They say, man proposes and God disposes. Isn't it? Actually, it is man proposes and Paramatma disposes. The God, the super soul, is the expansion of the Lord. And the super soul is fully aware of our history. Just like you may write a check for any amount, but before the check is honored, the teller, the clerk in the bank checks what your bank balance is. And if you may write a check for 1 crore rupees, if your bank balance is only 1,000 rupees, that's all you'll get, and not one paisa more than 1,000. Am I right? So, the Paramatma is also the ultimate sanctioning authority. There are 5 factors that accomplish an action. And the 5th factor is, ultimately, the Lord. That's the sanction of the Lord. So the Lord is residing in the heart, witnessing all our activities. Sarvasya chaham hirdi sani vishnu mataha smriti jnanam apahanam cha. I am the cause of remembrance and I am the cause of forgetfulness. And when the Lord sees, there is somebody who wants to come towards me, you take 1 step, the Lord will take 10 steps. And then when the Lord sees, here is someone who wants to forget me, no problem. The same facility is created so that you can forget the Lord. Just like these days, people want to forget the Lord. So there's so many avenues to forget the Lord, isn't it? I was told the other day that there are over 150 TV channels just operating in India. So you want to forget the Lord? Now you have so many TV channels. You have these billboards you see on the road. These days, Tata Sky. So I was wondering what this Tata Sky is. So someone told me, it's going to be another medium through which you can get all the TV channels in digital format now, where you can just keep bouncing back from one to another. So you have all the facilities to forget the Lord. If you want to forget the Lord, and if you want to remember the Lord, then the Lord also gives us the necessary facility. So one can understand, one is always joyful if one is engaged in service to the Lord. Sometimes devotees say, but I'm not feeling that joy, I'm not feeling that bliss. What's the cause? The cause is that we're not executing devotional service as directed by the physician. If you execute devotional service as directed by the physician, then spiritual joy is guaranteed. These are the words of the Supreme Lord. So the Lord is residing in everyone's heart, but at the same time He's separate from us. And the culmination of the Samkhya philosophy is to realize the goal of Samkhya philosophy, also as Prabhupada says, is to execute devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as we hear about the glories of devotional service, we get more inspired to execute devotional service. Therefore it is said, Nasta Pareshra Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisaki. It doesn't say just hear the Bhagavatam. Shuta Goswami said, hear with concentration. So again it gets back to the same point that is in this verse. We should execute emotional service with concentration. And then you will make spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna.